This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
While Elon Musk and his boring company have had detractors, no one had really been talking about worker safety during the construction. That is, until a series of articles came out last week highlighting a shocking state OSHA investigation. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we talk with journalist Jessica Matthews from Fortune magazine about toxic sludge, injured workers, and the crazy pressure to get those tunnels up and running. It's Wednesday, March 6th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Jessica, what have been the safety concerns to date involving the boring tunnels being constructed under Las Vegas?
Well, if we're talking specifically about the OSHA investigation that took place this past summer and ended in the fall, there were 8 specific citations that came up, and there was really, they revolved around a series of safety concerns, but many of them being lack of safety equipment or washing stations, unguarded conveyor belts that workers had to walk underneath where you had 50-pound rollers that would fall off of them, or dirt and rock that was being transported on the conveyor belts that would just fall off. People getting sprayed in the face or eyes with a chemical substance. And then there was a big accident that happened where more than a dozen 4,700-pound concrete blocks, this bin collapsed, and all of this chemical fluid, dirt, water spilled out. And if there had been employees that were right around there, OSHA said that they could have been killed.
That is being referred to as the container of sludge, of toxic sludge that busted. Is that the same thing?
Yes, that's the same thing. It was overloaded, I believe, more than 3 times its capacity, and then ended up breaking and muck spilling out.
Where was that location, Jessica, that the above ground bin of toxic sludge collapsed?
So that was right in front of the convention center. They have this parking lot where an entrance to the tunnel that is going to the Wynn and Encore Resort is, where they've been digging that. And the muck bin was on that job site that was over that parking lot.
It's
right near the central station, which is actively taking people through the tunnels right now.
Right, when conventions are in town. Let me ask you this question. In your research, did you learn just how inherently dangerous tunnel projects are?
Yeah, so very dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous industries that OSHA oversees. I mean, especially when construction itself is super dangerous, but then when you're underground, I mean, you have air quality issues. You need proper ventilation. Groundwater can come in and flood the tunnel. You can have loose earth that can collapse. There can be sinkholes. And then just by nature of any construction site, you're dealing with a lot of really heavy equipment. And so if something goes wrong, you could have a pretty fatal incident. I think one thing that is important to note is that Nevada OSHA Boring Company is actually the only tunneling company that they oversee, because there's no other tunnel companies in the state of Nevada.
Wow. Okay. So the way you describe it, it sounds like a construction project and a road construction project and like mining all mashed up into one horrific, hard to supervise endeavor.
That sounds like a good way to describe it. Though I will say specifically, so I spoke with 10 former employees for the story. Yeah. Many of whom specifically told me that they had construction experience before. This was by far the most dangerous project that they had worked on.
Yeah. I mean, the subhead of your article in Fortune was, "We have consistently flirted with death." Oh, my God. Now, we do need to mention, Jessica, that the Boring Company has issued what I'm going to say is the broadest blanket statement ever, denying not only responsibility, but it seems, despite the photos and the testimony of some of these workers, they're asserting that these incidents didn't even happen. So they're contesting the findings, but the projects are still moving forward. How does that work?
So how it works with an OSHA investigation is a company has a chance to contest all of the specific citations, and that's what Boring has done. They've contested all 8 of the citations that have been lodged against them. Now, they're going to get to present their side of things in front of Nevada OSHA, although that has not happened quite yet. Though it will, I'm not sure exactly when, but probably in the coming months. But they have proposed several different abatements to Nevada OSHA in a letter. And so they said that they're addressing some of the training, that they're going to be adding washing stations so that people can wash some of these harmful chemicals off them while they're in the tunnels. They are going to be addressing some things like that. In terms of the projects moving forward, OSHA did not say that they're shutting down any of their projects. So unless something comes up with one of the resorts that they're working with one of the Las Vegas agencies that they're working with, or Clark County, then their projects probably will not be shut down.
Have you heard any indication or even a rumor of any of the municipalities that are involved from our end of things, putting further restrictions on them or further supervision?
I have not, but that's something that I'm trying to better understand right now.
Okay. So let's go back to this toxic sludge, because, I mean, that was kind of the real shocking part of the stories that were coming out of OSHA. We know about the Westgate and the Encore projects. They're continuing, and it seems like a UNLV station is maybe next up. Have they figured out a way to handle this sludge problem?
That seems to be one of the big questions. The sludge problem is very serious because essentially as you're digging the tunnel, you're using a hose to pump cement as grout between the earth and the tunnel to actually secure the tunnel in place. And you have an accelerant in there, which when it makes contact with your skin, and particularly when you're sweaty, you're subject to third degree burns if it's left untreated long enough.
What did you learn about the accelerant, and what is it used for?
It's used to actually set the cement mixture itself. So it's added to the cement mixture so that it hardens and puts the tunnel in place. Mm-hmm. And the main issue there, though, is when it pools up in the bottom of the tunnel, if you're not taking the time to actually stop the construction and pump the fluid out of the tunnel so that people can walk back and forth safely. So it's really a matter of deadlines and how fast you're supposed to be digging the tunnel and whether you're taking the time you need to stop and clean up the work site.
You said that they export the sludge out on these conveyor belts and into these bins and stuff. Do you know where this toxic sludge is going? I mean, they have to export that stuff from the tunnels. Did you discover, like, where they're disposing this stuff?
So there are specific dump sites that the Boring Company has, and they will rent trucks and have their drivers haul this muck fluid away.
Away can mean a lot of things, Jessica. Away far, away near, away into space.
My understanding is that the dump sites are in Las Vegas proper. I'm not sure specifically where the dump sites are.
Wow. Well, I'm a little concerned about the final destination of toxic sludge coming out from under the earth of Las Vegas.
A good thing for me to look into next.
Oh, fair.
Where is the sludge going?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Maybe we should go back to the start, though, to frame this whole thing. I mean, what was sort of proposed by Elon Musk and this transport project from the beginning? And what have we wound up with right now?
So what's kind of interesting about the Boring Company is that it was almost proposed as a joke that turned into very much a real idea. But,
which is really a Las Vegas special. I'm just going to say that right now. We have a lot of storied and holy places that very much started out as a joke. But yeah, tell me about the evolution of this one.
Essentially, Elon Musk was sitting in traffic and got very frustrated at how much time it was wasting him. And so he had this idea that he wanted to solve what he calls soul-crushing traffic. And his idea was that if you moved it underground, it could be a lot more efficient. And so he basically went all in on this idea, and he pulled over Steve Davis, who's the current president of the company. He was head of advanced projects over at SpaceX and one of the early engineers over at SpaceX. And he pulled him in to sort of turn this idea into a reality. Initially, the proposition was to build a tunnel system where you have autonomous vehicles that are going at up to 150 miles an hour and moving people around really quickly and efficiently. The reality of what's happening right now is just 2.4 miles of operational tunnels below the convention center, and then a few places under Clark County jurisdiction. And there's no autonomous vehicles. To my understanding, they still are not doing autonomous vehicle testing. It's just essentially a Tesla chauffeur service where you go underground, hop in one. If you're at a convention at the convention center, you hop into one of the Teslas, tell the driver where you want to go, and they drive you through tunnels with cool lights and drop you off at your destination.
And those top out at about 40 miles an hour.
Yes. So not quite the 150 miles per hour that was originally a plan.
So how would you describe the gap between Elon's fever dream and the reality of what we're seeing in Las Vegas?
Very wide.
And damn it, Elon, you could have given us flying cars. I mean, he was so close, so close.
I will say something that did repeatedly come up when I was reporting this story is that the people who work there very much do believe in this vision. And they do believe that you can truly transform the way you dig tunnels. You can do it way more cheaply, way more quickly. It's just the reality of how that's coming into fruition is so far removed from that at this point, and that safety has just been deprioritized at the company at every level.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that. So it seems like the biggest cheerleader in Las Vegas, and indeed a funder of running this project, is the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. They did not comment for your story, but they did subsequently release a statement to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Steve Hill, the president and CEO, said that the violations were brought to his attention last summer. And I want to read you the quote, Jessica, and get your reaction to it. He said, "The LVCVA is committed to ensuring the health and safety of those employed on any LVCVA project." And then he continued to say, "That expectation was emphasized with the Boring Company during last summer's review." Jessica, what's your take on that statement? And what follow-up question would you have for Steve Hill if he did, in fact, agree to talk to you?
My follow-up question is, what are they doing now about it? If they found out about it, what actions did they take at the time? Did Boring listen to that? Did they adhere to any kind of, did they make suggestions? And then did Boring adhere to any of the suggestions? Did they impose any kind of mandates? Did Boring adhere to those mandates? And how are they going to make sure that this doesn't happen on any future project sites?
Yeah, all good questions. So Jessica, here's maybe the billion or billionaire dollar question. How did we get this far in the construction project before these major safety concerns became a matter of controversy we're talking about in the public?
This is something that often comes up. I write about venture capital and startups, and something that often surfaces is that people don't spend enough time talking to the people that are actually doing the work. They talk to the people who are in charge. And sometimes the people who are in charge are not conveying what the reality is for the people who are doing the work. Now, neither the Boring Company nor the LVCVA responded to my request for comment. So I can't specifically identify what has happened here or what specifically went wrong in terms of the relationship between the two of them. But what I can say is that they had been having conversations with the people doing the work, and they may have been, they would know exactly what's going on. And I don't know how you could be aware of the urgency of this situation. And so many former employees saying that it's incredible that no one has died during any of Boring Company's projects and not do more.
Your story mentions Elon Musk has been quoted as talking about safety in a way that has been described as safety third instead of safety first. What does that mean?
So safety third is the mantra of Mike Rowe, who is behind the Dirty Job show. And his whole point with that is that you have to take responsibility for your own safety and that no one can do that for you. And also that if you really wanted to be safe, then you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning in the first place.
Yikes. Okay. Is that the culture of safety approach at the Boring Company?
That is what former employees say. They say that safety is just not a priority at the company. The requests for additional PPE were denied. That repeated complaints were either ignored or disregarded. I think something that really stood out to me from one of my conversations with someone who is actually familiar with the budget at the Boring Company. So specifically at their R&D facility in Bastrop, their facility's budget was approximately $100,000 per month. And then with safety equipment, it was $3,000 per month. So just in terms of the money that they were putting into safety was very low on the priority list. And the employees that I spoke with said that that was their experience when it came to actually working in the tunnels as well. Safety complaints and safety concerns were just not taken seriously. And what was getting the work done, being very obsessive about deadlines, and no matter what, don't stop digging.
I can't imagine that if that information was known by either Clark County or other, you know, supervisory agencies or elected officials in our community, that they wouldn't feel some degree of, I don't know, duty to do more due diligence. In your reporting, did you see that any of this information was known by Las Vegas or Nevada entities and that they either didn't do what they're supposed to do, or I don't know, what did you find?
That's what I'm trying to uncover right now, because now the information's out there and I'm trying to get responses from officials on what actions they're going to take now. In terms of when they knew, that's something that I'm trying to pinpoint right now.
So Jessica, I guess the final question is, what happens now?
So now we wait to see what happens with OSHA, and to see whether Boring will be able to successfully contest the citations. But I think the bigger question that we have here goes back to what you just asked about. It really depends how Las Vegas city officials respond to the evidence that has now been surfaced of what's been going on, digging tunnels at the Boring Company, and what they're going to do in response. So before the Boring Company can further extend its tunnel system into Las Vegas jurisdiction, they have to go before the city council again, and they have to get their plans approved. And that will be an opportunity for city council members to raise some of these concerns and see how they're addressing it.
Sorry, Jessica, do you know when that's happening?
The date has not been set yet. I asked yesterday.
Okay.
Clark County, the Boring Company is already under their jurisdiction. And so all we will know is when new tunnel projects start happening, then we'll get a little bit more insight into whether that any of these issues are raised. And then also the future contracts that the Boring Company mints with new resorts. whether they are able to mint new contracts, and the guidelines that are put or the parameters that are put around those contracts based on safety.
So contractually, some of the entities that are private that are having these stations might be able to impose some additional requirements?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, just with the OSHA stuff, I mean, that's going to resolve one way or another. I guess there was a fine involved too. Can you tell us how much that was and what the timetable is for that part of this being resolved?
Yes, the fine was around $112,000, and that will be resolved around the time that Boring goes before OSHA and presents their side of things. So it's possible that those numbers could actually be reduced.
Wow.
That's my understanding.
That's a big fine for you or me, but for someone like Elon Musk, that doesn't seem to be anything other than, you know, I don't want to say pocket change. It's like a little trite, but not a lot.
Yeah,
a drop in the sludge bucket.
That's a slap on the wrist, definitely. And just again, for context, that's the facilities budget at their R&D location for 1 month. It's not very much. And just also for context, Boring Company has raised more than $795 million from venture capitalists at a $5.6 billion valuation. So $110,000 is not a lot of money. I think the risk of reputational damage and I would hope concern for employee safety from some of the partners that they work with, from Las Vegas officials, from the resorts, I think that would be what carries more weight, and whether those individuals and organizations think that this is a big deal.
Jessica Matthews, thank you for your reporting on this very important topic to our community, and thanks for sharing your time here on CityCast Las Vegas.
Thanks so much, and hopefully you'll be reading more from me in the future.
Looking forward to it. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. Hey, if you appreciate this kind of insightful deep dives into articles that do deep dives into topics that we all care about here in Las Vegas, then you can support the work we do with our brand new membership program. Don't forget that founding membership roster closes on Friday. So if you want to be immortalized as a founding member of CityCast Las Vegas, you got till Friday to do that. Please check out the website over at lasvegas.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky, everybody. I mean, that's something that I think that our listeners would be very interested in. Is it showing up in our landfills? Is it showing up behind our buffets? That was a joke-ish.